Well, my issue is every time I come, I start giggling.
Yeah. You just laughed right now. Did you just come a little?
It's just dribbling down my leg.
Wow, good for you.
And it was just a whole bunch of dudes in like budgie smugglers. I'm like, bro.
What did you say?
Budgie smugglers.
What's that?
Like your dick togs.
You know I'm looking at Abby for advice. Boxers?
No, like you know,
like tidy whities.
No, like swimmers, but like the
speedos.
Yeah,
speedos.
What'd you call it?
Budgie smugglers.
But okay,
because that's it looks like you're smuggling a budgie.
What's a budgie?
Like a little bird.
You got a cock with your cock. Hell yeah. A budgie smuggler.
It's what we call it. But it was like, bro, it's like fucking negative degrees over there. It's snowing.
Dude, it was cold.
I'm like, why are you guys, would you do this?
You can't really flex too much.
You can't do anything.
Well, you can layer up when it's cold.
Well, not in the budgie smugglers. These poor dudes.
You love that word, don't you?
Well, it's a big
budgie smuggler.
Well, what else do you call them, speedos?
Yeah.
But, I felt bad because that was the only like dude show that like come that we watched and we just left.
Did you enjoy any part of it?
No, like.
Did you get a good photo for the gram? Nothing?
No, I got some sick pics. But
oh,
like,
well, then you're good.
Yeah.
A couple sick pics of the budgie smugglers and it's fucking Tuesday.
Yeah, bro. It was.
Let's ask the real questions here. Too hot to handle. The robot was named Lana, right?
Yes.
Is it named Lana because backwards that spells anal?
Everyone says that and I have no idea.
Ugh, I thought it was original. Never mind.
No. I see it on Reddit where everyone's just like, oh, is it anal? I'm like, that's like, it makes sense, but I don't know.
That's the only question I had.
Oh, really?
That was it. I was just curious. I was driving here the whole time. I was like, because I just started watching season 3.
Oh, really?
Do you ever watch it and be like, nah, ours was better? Because you know how like people talk about high school? They're like, yeah, my senior year, nobody was as good as us.
Right.
Like, do you think you watch other seasons and be like, eh?
Nah, well, like, there's a little bit. I'm like, oh,
there we go.
This guy's, I could see who's meant to be who.
Yeah.
And then, but I got to like the third episode of season 3 and I just got angry because I'm like, yo, like, you're spending so much money and like, I know what it was like when everyone was getting mad at me and no one's in trouble. I was in trouble.
How much money did you walk away with from that show?
$7,500.
Are you serious? Who gives a fuck? I mean, just,
and then
just,
taxes.
Well, that's, there you go. Yeah, but just fuck. I mean, lose the $7,000. Save your money from the Kia Forte. It doesn't even matter.
Should have. Well, no, I gave it away on my Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
You were like, here's my blue ball money.
Yeah, I was literally like, here. Like, well, I gave away 10
You're
grand.
Like, I couldn't come, but I could donate. Here's money.
I'm trying to be a nice guy.
Damn. What did you get dinged with? I'm sorry. I was too horny to pay attention. What was happening? What did you get dinged with? You get a makeout charge? You bang somebody?
Yeah, makeout if you jerk off. But I made out.
How much did you lose for jerking off?
I actually don't know. I think it was like five.
500?
1,000.
Oh, God.
It's a good nut, though. Like
you better believe it.
Like, sometimes you need to jerk off.
Sometimes. All the time.
He's been on a ban. He has been jerking off.
No, I've been jerking off.
Oh, you have now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I relapsed as well.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing like a truce together, like a juice cleanse?
Yeah, cum cleanse.
No, there you go.
That we,
I was just going for it. Yeah. I was just working out like crazy, just trying to get jacked.
Yeah, because we realized that like when we're not coming, like when we're not jerking off, we're like more focused on the goal.
Yeah.
And then I started making dumb decisions, like texting people that I shouldn't text late at night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to go back
to
how I am. Anyway, yo, what up, pussies? What up, you little brownies?
Anyways, fuck these girls. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We have Trevor Wallace on the show.
Hell yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on, by the way. So you're pretty much, you've been around for as long as dinosaurs on the internet.
All right.
You've been going crazy. No, because like, you started on Vine?
Yeah, I started on Vine, but I wasn't like big on there. Like, I was making videos and I had a small following. I had like 15,000 on there.
No, it's crazy though. Like, there's not a lot of people from Vine that are still like, popping off. Like, you keep popping on my For You page and like I keep getting sent videos and shit. Like, some of them I get a little bit insulted by because I'm like,
really? Didn't you make like an Are You the One video?
We talked about it on
or
the
Are
podcast.
You the One I too out to handle.
We talked about it on the podcast, just saying like, you always knew who like came the night before because they were like sitting in like the meeting the next day with like a little smirk, or they were just like relaxed, just like smoking a hookah. They're like, come on, $500, who cares?
Well, I think the first season was a little bit more like dramatic because like we didn't know.
Yeah.
And then,
but dude, these people have to know. They're like, you're going on a game show on an island. You're like, all right, we can't fuck.
Well, I think like I think they know now. But
virgin on that show, I'd be so happy to be a virgin because then like that temptation's like not there. Like you've never had sex, you're like I don't know.
There was some people that pretty much were like virgins. Like, really? They were just like fully like committed to it, like it was like do or die. Like they're not.
Then it'd be easy. But the second you get a taste of that sweet coochie, you're like I gotta fucking. I know what down is the other side of this.
Yeah, bro. Well, the first night I actually like stuck the tip in, and then
first night.
That's why.
Does that count for money?
No, because we didn't know the rules yet, and we like stopped ourselves because like, oh, we're the only people like getting involved, and I didn't want everyone on the island to know that like I busted a quick nut, in front of everyone on the first night. I was like, this is a bad report for everyone else.
There's cameras rolling at all times. Like, yeah, when you're sleeping.
Like, I think it's like 65 cameras.
Who the fuck edits that?
Bro, there's like a whole team of people just watching every moment.
That's what I'm saying. And then, bro, you sneeze too loud. They're like, did he just come?
Well, my issue is every time I come, I start giggling.
Really?
It's terrible.
Oh, how do you explain that to women?
Damn, bro.
Because well, I just get overwhelmed. I start you're laughing.
Like, you're just like, I'm excited. I'm just excited to be here.
Yeah.
You just laughed right now. Did you just come a little?
It's just dribbling down my leg.
Wow, good for you. Yeah. $10,000, dude. Yeah, I don't know. That's honestly good for you, man. Well, I'm just like mind blown by the whole process.
No, I think it was kind of perfect in the middle of like COVID and like why everyone's in quarantine and shit. Cause like it was, everyone was kind of going through it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what was your audition for it? I remember I auditioned for Are You the One, and the lady told me over.
Oh, I auditioned for that. What was the lady? Well, lady.
She was not a nice woman, and I hope she's doing very well, but also not really. She told me to. Auditioning, take my shirt off over Zoom.
Yeah,
this is like 4 years ago.
Skype, probably.
Yeah,
back
Skype.
Then.
Wow, Skype.
It was on Skype.
If I went on there, I could find her name. I'll dox her. But I went on Skype and I took my shirt off, and she goes, "Would you be willing to spray tan for the show? All these other men are going to be very muscular, and you would be like the comedic relief." And I was like, "Just say I have a shitty body."
Wow, what a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't get it.
Wow.
But I was like. I drove home early from work for that. I put my laptop on a fucking cooler to have like the right lighting.
Wow.
And, God. I mean,
she wanted you shirtless?
Yeah. Cause it's like the whole time of the show, you're probably going to be shirtless, but she didn't fuck with it. She saw the body. I was like,
would you do a show like that?
I think back then for sure I would have. Yeah. Cause I mean, like you said, like 5 minutes ago, that jump started
everything.
So many opportunities, you know?
Yeah. That's very true. I guess you're pretty sorted now. Like pretty
actually a lot. I would say pretty much everybody that was on the show isn't doing anything.
Yeah, like if they like offered me to do it, I'd have to be like, okay, like you understand I'm like stepping away from my career for a while, so give me some
money.
How long did it take to shoot the whole thing?
A month. And you don't have your phone or anything like that. You can't text your friends.
What do you do? What do you do when you get bored? You just fucking look at coconuts?
Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah, what was the most inanimate object that turned you on?
Oh, bro, day three, I'd be looking at a spork being like, God damn. Fucking got curves and a grip. Jeez.
Nah, I started making up storylines for the iguanas in the trees.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we would lay there and I'd be
like, I'll show you how to save 15% or more. Fucking freak bitch.
I was like, oh, this one's called that, blah, blah, blah. Because they would always be in the trees and then like fall in the pool.
So, what was the first nut you busted after the show? Was it a jerk off or was it with someone?
It was, we're having sex. But I was also having sex on the show.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you lost the money?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't survive. Like, I should have been kicked off.
How many times did you get to bang on the show?
I think we had sex like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, yeah, dude, 5 times in a month? Like, that's not even a challenge. That was one night.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you get penalized for one night or each nut you bust? It's really funny the producers of the show had to be like, what are we weighing on this?
No, it's terrible because I guess it all kind of like, it was just so quick. Like, it was just so many rounds, like back to back because I was like, yo, like.
And this was in the same room as everybody?
No, we had a private suite and we just fucked it. But there was a couple nights where like we'd try and like
those producers still have that footage somewhere probably.
No, it was crazy. And there was like no blankets. It was like a little sheet and like I was drunk. I tried to cover up a camera with a towel.
That's smart.
And I'm like, I just don't want my mom to see like what I'm about to do to this person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the security kicked the door and was like, hey, we have to like for safety. We have to watch.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, cool. Like, whatever.
You're like safety. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is your shirt off?
why are your pants
safety. You have popcorn in your left hand, you freak. Hey, I never thought about that. That's true.
No,
but that means they're watching your every move.
Every second of the day. It's kind of crazy. It is wild. And then like when you're away from the cameras, like when we're eating and whatnot, and we don't have our mics on. Mm. There's like producers and stuff all around us, so we don't say anything that we shouldn't say, or like try and kiss or like get jerked off under the table.
That's usually what I do at lunch. Yeah, if I'm at lunch, I'm like, somebody jerk me off. That's such a funny thing to yell to the producer. Harry's jerking off next to the BLTs again. I mean, dude, I would be down. Oh, I'd be down for an experience like that, to like do a game show or that, like that. I did a show on MTV.
Yeah.
Year maybe like 2015.
Yeah.
And I was on episode 11, and it got canceled after two episodes. But dude, that like the producers, like how they edit everything. And
what?
Hold on. It was like Wipeout, but.
So
most extreme. No, it was a God. What the fuck was it called? There was this really big show in the UK, and then MTV's UK, and then yeah. MTV out here was like, we're just gonna do that, and it was like different challenges. God, I don't remember what the name of it was.
But it was like a Wipeout type vibe.
Wipeout type of thing, and I got MXC? My ass handed to me.
Really? Was it
MXC?
No, that's like that the original. Sick. That show.
That's crazy. Yeah.
This was, I forget what it's called, but it had some. It was like the most extreme game. Like if you Googled like most or game show, whatever the fuck, who knows? It's probably Rob Deerdeck throwing pineapples at me, but I forget what. I got wrecked on there. But the producers would like try to like throw out beef. They'd really? Be like, "Hey, your teammate cast member like Cassidy was like talking shit. How does it make you feel?" And you're like,
yeah.
I don't know. And then like when we would fall on the challenges, the producers would like extra laugh. I'd be like, "Oh fucking, look at this loser," because they're trying to get a reaction out of you.
Jesus, I would be so fucking mad.
For you, were they just like, did they like try to like say anything or be like, "Hey, say this"?
Well, no, they couldn't really just like. For me, I think for other people, because like they maybe need a bit of a hand, but for me, they couldn't really write the shit that I was saying. Like I was just like,
yeah,
they'd have to tell me to stop talking because I would just I'd be so hyped. I was like, I just need to like tell everyone about what's going on, like I got some pussy, so I'm okay, like, so good. Excited.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But like I know they do a lot of that shit on like other shows. I know Bachelor, they're like pretty like forced.
How they edit it makes it look more dramatic.
Yes.
And the so music much more the music is always so intense for no fucking reason.
Why would
the sun is rising but it's like don 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 like, this is just Tuesday.
Yeah, please just the sun going down.
Like, exactly. But like they edit it like that to like be like what's gonna happen next week.
Yeah, literally. Well, why did you want to do like a Wipeout show?
Well, this was like when I wasn't like big on any social media, and I was right. Like, I was just doing stand up, and that's how I know Abby through stand up. But I was just doing stand up, and I was like trying to just book anything and everything. Like I just wanted to like.
Did you want to go on like American Ninja Warrior?
Dude, I would have done anything. I would have gone on.
Yeah,
fucking,
back then I would have
gone on a TLC website. I don't give a shit. Like I would have done like.
Yeah, I did one episode of a prank show for Snapchat called Ow My Balls, and.
That's your credit coming to stage. Just next comedian coming to stage. Ow my balls.
No, they didn't even air it. It was like, but they put a lot of money into it. It was like a full on production.
That's why I was pissed. I was on episode 11, but they canceled it. It's like you guys rented out a whole. It was in Santa Clarita. They rented out a whole like farm for this. But what was yours? Ow my balls.
Ow my balls. Yeah, it's like four white dudes, and we just
of course four white guys. Yeah, dumb enough people to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And we just hit each other in the balls, and it would just get more and more elaborate. Daniel Weingarten was on it, and. And like one of the pilot episode, like a cop pulls me over, and then he like pats me down. And then my friend shows up and
this
kicks
is a
me in the balls.
Just to let you know. A cop pats you down. And he's like, "Oh my balls!"
Yeah, wow. Yeah. What is
so,
this not thinking about?
The point of the story is, yeah, back then
I was
just done
saying,
anything.
I was saying yes to everything. What were you doing before the show? Were you just doing like hot people shit?
Nah, like I was like literally just living in my friend's house with
here
him and his
or?
Family. No, I was in Auckland in New Zealand. So we were just we filmed another TV show, and it was called Heartbreak Island, and it was kind of just like a spaghetti mash of shows like thrown together. It was like
before.
Oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, this TV shit's fun. Like I enjoy just being a fuckhead on screen.
Yep.
And then I just applied for everything, and like that the application process, like I was just like I was sending less and less clothes every time I'd apply, and I'd go on to like different names. Like I'd use my middle name first or my last name first.
Yeah.
I'll do it like 10 or 15 times, like.
For the same show?
Yeah. I was like, sure, they got to find me and like see like this guy's like fucking like dedicated to just getting his cock out.
Yeah, that's what my first impression was when I mentioned.
That's your bio. Harry, dedicated to getting his cock out. That's what's going to be on his tombstone. Harry was dedicated to getting his cock out.
Yeah, fucking beat out.
Yeah, the senior quote. But but you didn't, did you know that show was going to be as big as it was? Or were you just like, it's a Netflix show, like.
Well, we didn't even know it was for Netflix until like we got there. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be Netflix. It's like one of their first reality shows.
Oh, wow.
So we were sitting there. I'm like, I didn't know what the fuck to expect. I was like, this could be like huge, or this could be like a big flop. And they never do reality again. And then I guess people just wanted to laugh at us. And like, it was the perfect, like, again, like the middle of quarantine was kind of.
So you went into this show, you do a couple things, and then you leave the show. Now the season's done.
Yeah.
Was it like overnight? Like you're out in LA and people are like, oh, I fucking know you.
It was really weird.
Wow, cool, man.
Like, I met, because, like, the show was going on and everything was, like, my social media was blown up and I'm just, like, in my apartment with the boys and, like, everything's still the same. So I was like, okay, cool. Like I don't know what's going on. I turned my phone off and, like, that world kind of didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time I kind of went out because we were running at UCLA around the track and this girl called Zena, first girl that ever come up to me, and she's like, hey, can I, like, run with you? And started, like, freaking out. And I was like, what's wrong? Like, she's like, oh, this is crazy. And then that was like the first time that I realized that like people like cared about the show, or like people actually watched it. And then I started like asking her questions about her life. And she's like, this is really weird. So I started.
Yeah, you like don't know how to react.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, just shut up and take a selfie and leave.
You're literally. Like, she literally was just like, hey, no one really asked me questions. Like, can I just get a photo? And then I went back the next week with like gifts for her. I was like, oh, thank
really?
You. Yeah, I was so excited.
Is she hot?
No, look, like she's gorgeous.
Okay.
But like,
okay,
Harry. I think she had a boyfriend.
Had a boyfriend. There we go.
Yeah, that was pretty. It was very weird. It was
that's
bizarre.
Gotta be interesting, yeah.
But like, guess what I tell everyone? But like, the show was nuts. Like the day I hit 1 million followers on Instagram was the day I hit 2 mil. It was bizarre. I know, it was crazy. It was fucking nuts.
I mean, it was everywhere. That was like it the was, show.
You and
it
you,
was, you were on. It was essentially Tiger King.
Yeah. Oh, I was on Tiger King as well.
Were you really?
Yeah, season 2.
Wait, I fucking saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fucking.
So what happened? The producers of Netflix were like, "Hey, we love you.
Yeah, we got.
We have another
you.
Show for you. They're not gonna have the Tiger King, but what about Harry Jowsey?
Yeah, can we put you in the? No. It was my manager was his manager's Dylan as well, and he's
the boyfriend of Joe Exotic.
Yeah, ex husband or what? Yeah, and he
what a clientele.
It's fucking crazy.
No.
Yeah, what a weird roster of people.
Right. I mean, but like he's like he's got versatile. He's like, we got like people for Chippendales, we got people for bar mitzvahs.
We going anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so he was like, I'm gonna come out to LA. Can do you want to hang out with Dylan? And we're already like friendly online anyway.
Yeah.
And so it was just like a random occurrence. We were just filming at the W Hotel, like us just walking in the room, just like, how are you? And then that was it.
Right.
This is really, really.
And then
bizarre.
Joe Exotic wants to like shoot you or something.
Yeah,
like
Joe
that.
Exotic hates me. He's got me blocked on everything.
Why?
Because he like Dylan posted a selfie with me and I posted as well.
Oh, and Dylan, he thinks that Dylan's like moving on to like hotter guys.
Yeah, they was just annoyed at me. And then I would comment on his shit. I guess I was probably winding him up a little bit as well.
You'd comment on Joe Exotic stuff?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you look good. Like, good shit. Like, congrats. Like, how you doing? And then he would just get pissed off. It was a weird one.
Wow.
But. Yeah, it's a crazy turn of events. So, what about you though? I feel like you're interviewing me. On this.
Oh, I'm just fascinated by all that stuff.
No.
I love reality shows. So I think that's better than any TV. Like, I don't know. I just scripted TV is fine, but like I like when people just take a camera crew of 30 people and they're like, okay, you're a local fry chef at Long John Silver's. Come, you're the head of this network now. Like it's just like I like it because it's like actors have been training their whole life for this moment, and then. For reality, they're like, I just got a call one day. Now, I'm like in the spotlight, and like that's like, I love it.
No, it's honestly so fucking bizarre because you look at like the Jersey Shore people and how they blew up. Like they were just literally just getting fucked up with like fake tans and like go to the gym, and then now they're like multi-millionaires and like famous.
Yeah,
it's crazy. There's even one in Jordy Shore that was. Have you seen that one?
The new one.
No, it's the UK one.
Oh, what's it called?
Jordy Shore.
No. I saw Florida Bama Shores, and that's...
What the fuck is that?
It's Florida.
Oh, I saw a trailer for that.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced that it's a real show, but I think it is. It's like Florida and Alabama, which are, you know, probably the best states we have in the U.S., but they're like, touching the states, and there's a shore there, and that's like the new...
Oh, yes.
That was a spinoff.
No way.
That's I bet you that show's probably good.
Honestly, but that's the thing. Like, it's, yeah, like, I don't want to see, like, an LA show. Like, Selling Sunset's fine, but, like, yeah, they're just rich people doing rich people shit. Like, I want to see.
I want to see the real shit.
Exactly.
I want to see you doing bath salts.
Like, half these guys have misdemeanors from the last weekend, and I'm like, these are the fucking people we need.
Yeah, these are the real people. Did you ever watch Turtleman?
Turtleman?
No, I've never heard of it.
You never saw this guy?
No.
I'm pretty sure he died. It was on Discovery. And he would literally go into swamps and get those snapping turtles. And he'll be like, yee! Live action. Would go in. He'd have no teeth.
I might have seen a clip on it. Like, somebody ripped a clip or something.
No, you have to watch that show. If
Is he related to Liver King?
They probably are, to be honest. Like, they're probably like...
Dude, holy shit. Holy shit. I'm so excited. Okay, there's this new app. It's called Dipsy.
Yeah.
It's audio porn. People have always made fun of me for liking the plot when it comes to porn. I like the plot, okay? That's my favorite part.
That's your favorite part.
Yes, I want to hear the story.
I thought people would have roasted you for jerking off to the podcast.
I don't do that anymore because I got Dipsy.
You have Dipsy. Yes. Dipsy's got your naughty stories, your sexy bedtime stories, anything that you need to get you in the mood. It's not like normal crazy porn where you have to watch it and like feel out of whack and watch people do things that they don't want to do with their bodies. It's close your eyes. You can imagine it. Put your soundproof headphones on and just get in the moment, get juicy, and let those squirts come.
Exactly. It's like people always say, like, what's better, the book or the movie? The story that you create in your head, I think, is always better than the movie.
And the best thing about Dipsy, they have hundreds of stories to choose from. They release new content every week, so there's always more to explore. And they also have a wellness section to help you wind down and explore sleep sessions to help you drift off. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/tap in. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to Dipsy, D-I-P-S-E-A, stories.com/tap in. Again, dipsystories.com/tap in. All right, your sausages. Look, sometimes we get a little bit depressed. We have a little bit of anxiety. It creeps up on us. And it kicks us in the butt from time to time. But you have to look at your brain like a car. Sometimes you have to take it in to get service.
Yep.
You have to look under the hood, and you have to really think about what's going on. Yeah.
Didn't know psychiatrist visits can cost up to like $500, and they're like really hard to get into, and sometimes you have to wait weeks. And
it's frustrating.
Sometimes if you live in like a smaller town or you don't live in like a big city, it's like really difficult, and you...
Or you're just getting anxiety about leaving the house.
Yeah.
And that's why Cerebral's here. Look, Cerebral is a one-stop shop. It's an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more.
I'm so glad that these like online models exist too, because it just, I think this whole world should shift to more of an online model because it's easier for everybody.
Easier.
You can talk to your doctors on your laptop
24/7.
In the privacy of your own home. Like, I think that's just I think that is the evolution of it. And I think it's going to help a lot of people by companies like this existing.
And you can schedule your sessions based on what's most convenient for you. It's not like you have to go out of your way, you have to leave the house. You know, like, so, to be honest, like, I do get anxiety sometimes leaving the house. Like, I just want to stay in and lay in bed and not deal with the world. And I think this is a good way to get back to being happy quicker. Again, like, we did mention that they do provide prescription medication online through a licensed provider, and they ship the medication straight to your door. You skip the pharmacy line, skip all of that nonsense. For the listeners of this program, you can receive 65% off your first month of medication management and care counseling at cerebral.com/tapin. Go to cerebral.com/tapin for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all. That is cerebral.com/tapin. Where are you from originally? From LA?
I'm from kind of out here, like an hour away.
Really?
Yeah. I was born in like the outskirts of Chicago, but like moved very young.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to be here forever, or you?
No, I mean, probably. I would love to be successful enough to have like a place here, and then like a place in like Chicago or like New York or something. Have right. Like a little townhouse out there. I don't know. I love California. It's really, and since I travel so much for comedy, it's like, I don't like, I've seen so much and it's like, I just really enjoy California.
Right. Did you always want to be in comedy? Like, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. My mom found like something from like school where it was like a homework assignment from like second or third grade was like, yeah. What do you want to do when you grow up? And I wrote comedian.
Really?
You started really young, right?
I started at 17. Yeah, I started at 17 doing stand-up.
Yeah, that's what? Crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I don't know. It's
how
like
old are you now?
I'm 29.
Damn, that's
yeah,
wild.
Bro, I couldn't even get up in front of a class and do like the show and tell.
But like, that's the thing. I was like very like, I wasn't that guy. Like when I started doing comedy, like my friends were like shocked. They're like, you?
Same.
You fucking
same. My really? Friends are shocked.
But were you a class clown guy?
A little
but
bit.
But like you weren't center of attention, but like you throw out a quick dig, then they'd be like, oh. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
yeah.
That's kind of how I was.
How do you think of like remember jokes and shit? Or you just
repetition, hammer them in your head. And yeah, a lot of times you forget some of them. You'll be up there going into something, and then you're like, well, I do not know how this ends.
Yeah, they kind of just come and go.
Really?
Yeah, just kind of fluid.
Yeah, exactly. Like you'll have like just a chunk that you're like your main, and then some stuff drifts off, and you're like, I wonder why I stopped doing that joke. And then you're like, well, no reason. It just drifted off. Some stuff, new stuff pops in.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and then you just forget about it. But some stuff is like just stays there.
Bill Burr's got a good quote that like if you forget a joke, it's not fun. If it's funny, you're going to remember it.
Correct. Yeah, sometimes right. It's just like a little quick thing that adds to it, a bigger joke or something. But no, I remember that.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I remember you were telling me that you don't write your jokes down because you don't.
I have like little bullet points.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
two,
yeah.
A couple words.
Yeah, same. Just like kind of like.
That's like an actual
like a,
thing?
Yeah, like the.
Yeah, like a.
To keep an outline, just like the skeleton of the joke. It'll be like one main thing, then be like, there's like three parts of it or something.
Because you don't. Because what you said, you don't want it to be dead?
Yeah, like it has to be alive. Like once all the words are there, it's everything gets locked in. And so the joke, as soon as a joke, you're done writing a joke, for me at least, it loses its power. But if I'm
right.
While I'm working on it is when it's best. So mm-hmm. I just try to always be working on it in some capacity or keep it alive in some way.
Right. Is it harder to like to not write the whole thing down? Because I feel like I would forget how it...
I think depends. Sometimes you might forget some shit. You might... If you write it down, you do see how much, like, extra words you're saying. Because sometimes I tend to over-talk. Instead of just being, like, say one sentence that describes it, I'll, like, say, like, what be like what I'm doing right now. I'll find, like, three different ways to, like, say one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I'm, like, maybe if I wrote it down, it would just condense it. But I like it. It feels more fluid. It feels more off the top, like, off the dome. Kind of, like, just, like, oh, it feels like it just happened.
Right, and what's your end goal with this? Like, do you want to have like a Dave Chappelle type show on Netflix, or is it like
I don't even know, man.
You're just like having fun.
Just want to keep, I like what I do now. I just want to keep doing what I do now, but like at a higher level, I guess.
What about the social media stuff? You just enjoy?
I just love being in charge of it, dude. I like pitched a show over the pandemic, and I pitched to like every major network, and it's just the process of pitching.
Your videos get more views than most channels,
right?
It's
really that. But like the process of like how long it like and one idea took to like pitch it to like it's kind of slow, and it's like unless you're on like an SNL or a South Park kind of platform to like stay relevant and topical jokes, you gotta like just put it out yourself. So.
Dude, also like no one, I feel like with like sketches and stuff like that, nobody is ever really quoting a joke that they see on TV. Like when I was a kid, we'd always be like quoting like Saturday Night Live and that. Mm-hmm. But like when I opened for Trevor at the Gramercy, and like they played that little intro, and then like little pieces from your sketches, and then when it played the White Claw line, there ain't no laws. The whole crowd, like 500 people, like quoted along with it.
That's
and
wild.
Just started like screaming. It was crazy.
That's wild.
It's like nuts. Like that video was bigger than me. Like, you know, like I remember my friend took a photo of there's a bar in Austin that says in like cursive, like LED lights, ain't no laws in your chain claws. And my friend took a photo of it, and this other girl was taking a photo of it at the time when it was like the peak video. And my friend was like, oh, my friend made that quote. And she's like, that's like, nobody made that quote. It's just like, it's the White Claw thing. Like, she thought it was like literally like their like slogan. I was like, no, that's me. But it got like so big that people didn't even know that it was from a video. People just thought that that was like,
whoa.
That was just a cultural thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They thought it was just like the thing that you say with that. I don't know.
Well, that's because there's probably people that say it without seeing the sketch. It's spread even bigger than the sketch.
One person saw it, then they said it, then now you're saying it. It's just like it kind of just caught on. It was like just like perfect timing. Everybody was drinking those in the summer, and it's just like that's just what people were saying.
Did did you ever go to White Claw? Like, yo, like, I'm a genius at this. Like, send me some money.
No, they're actually not fans of me. They don't like me.
Oh, they don't like you?
Yeah, they tried to. We were trying to like work on a deal together, and yeah. I put out these T-shirts that said that quote on it.
Oh no but way!
They sent a cease and desist to stop selling those T-shirts because they didn't want to get
good.
Well, legal trouble. Right. That's what they said, but
I guess that makes sense. Ain't no laws when you're drinking class.
Like,
that can get them into
trouble. I made
trouble.
This T-shirt overnight and just threw it up, just like an idiot.
Yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
want to pass anyone, but
yeah, yeah.
Then I got a lawyer.
Hope you made
like,
a couple bucks
a
before they shut it down.
Yeah, but essentially, it's like they didn't want to get sued by somebody wearing that T-shirt. Like, if somebody got a DUI and they hit somebody else's car, they point to the shirt and they're like, "Oh, but if I drink this, there's no laws." Like, people will sue for the dumbest stuff. And the best example that they put in it. And words for me was like Red Bull. You know how it says it'll give you wings?
Yeah, yeah.
They spell it with multiple eyes. That way, it's not a logical thing. You don't drink Red Bull and get wings, because then somebody would drink a Red Bull and jump off a roof and be like,
"Yeah, I think a guy did that."
Where's
like,
yeah. And that's probably why they started spelling wings like with multiple eyes. Yeah. So had I done anal laws, like three A's, your boy would have been racked out.
Yeah,
wow.
I would have been the star of Too Hot to Handle. So that's just funny. But yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I was dumb. I was 25. I was just. Fucking. But then after that, we were supposed to still talk and be like, "Do you guys want to do a brand deal? Let's figure some out. This is a great opportunity." And then they were like, "Yeah, return the shirts and then we'll talk." Right. So I refunded everybody the shirts because I also didn't want to get in legal trouble and I didn't know anything at the time. And then they're like, after I did that, they're like, "Yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to be a good partnership." So that's why I was like, "Ooh, you guys are a piece of shit."
Yeah.
Not
that's-
That's so whack. They pulled a quick one on
that
me.
That sucks.
They don't know their own branding.
Yeah, then they'll
Instagram
sue you
for
going public with that too.
I mean, who knows? I've said this multiple times.
And, oh yeah, fuck them then.
I don't know. They just don't know their audience. Like, they know their audience, but they're trying so hard to get away from it. If their Instagram page is all like film noir, like black and white photos of like people
what?
Like
really?
Skipping in the fields drinking. I'm like,
so
this is not
stupid.
Your demographic.
Yeah.
Your demographic
really?
Is people that has nautical star tattoos on their pecs and they're running around PCB.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This isn't. So, I don't know. It could have been a thing.
That's bizarre.
But hey, wasn't meant to happen. But.
Damn, yeah. Because I feel like if they really leaned into the fucking like audience, like fucking frat guys and girls or sorority girls.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be a wrap.
Yeah.
Like if they just had the Nelk boys like running their shit for chicks.
Yeah. It was the weirdest week of my life. I was the richest and broke as I've been in like 48 hours. But like what you said earlier is like, for numbers, like my socials like doubled on everything after that. After that video,
really?
That's when I really started moving tickets. That's when I really started like selling out like
wow,
like venues and shit. Because people, it like brought awareness to my page. And then everyone was like, "Oh, who is this kid? Oh, he has videos for days." And then they just scrolled and scrolled. So, you know, like the money will come eventually. It's not like I like, you know, it just gave me more eyes on my videos. So I was like, honestly, it sucks that they did that, but it was great exposure.
Yeah, for sure. Because I always, when people ask about like reality shows and like if it's a good idea, I say, well, where there's audience, there's opportunity.
Yeah.
Like you really can't like get mad.
Yeah. So I was like salty at first, but like the more I think about it, I'm like, without that video, like, you know, I don't know if I would have had the following I do now. And it just helped push.
That's wild. And did you, was it hard? Like when you make a banger video like that, is it hard for the next one? Or do you get nervous about it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. I always think that because I'm like, damn, I have to. It's like I need my next video. You don't need, or you're like, I want this next video to be as good or better. And then you're like, oh, are people gonna judge me? They're like, okay, this is the video we saw about this drink. What now if I just make like a dumb video after? Are they like, ugh, is this his type of content?
Yeah.
So that's always just something.
I actually like the Bang Energy drink one more.
That was one of my favorites.
What happened to the Bang Energy one?
Oh no, I just made a video about people who drank Bang Energy.
It was really good.
Have you seen that CEO? He's
terrifying. Yeah. Oh yeah, he's great. Yeah.
That guy needs his own show.
He needs.
Dude, let's get that guy on the podcast.
You should.
Did you see that he made a quote and he got sued for it? That like Bang Energy like cures cancer.
He said that.
He literally said it. I swear to God, he got sued for it.
That guy should box Dan Bilzerian.
I would like to see that.
That would be sick.
Or Jake Paul. I could see that. But, yeah,
if he had a couple of bangs right before, I don't know.
He has, like,
put
a
bee
medallion, like,
yes. Yeah, yeah.
And they took this out of a page out of my book. They, like, started doing quotes after. They're all like, if you ain't banging, you ain't hanging. I was like, this is... right after the White Claw days, you're rhyming laws and claws. You're doing banging and hanging. Like we know what's going on here.
Yeah,
damn.
But the guy, he actually DM'd me
he
like
did?
2 months ago. Yeah, because I talked about him on Logan Paul's podcast, and then he was like, my son showed me your the clip of you talking about it. And then he like referenced the video.
Yeah.
And then he, I just was like, it's an honor to meet you or something. I don't even know, but.
That's fucking bizarre.
And then he left me on scene. So.
He left you on scene?
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Did you hit him like, yo, like.
No, I was just like, yeah, cool. It's an honor. Then I wasn't going to be like, send me one of your bang models.
Hello Fresh, dude. Do we even really have to do the ad? You know what it is. Just buy it.
You know,
dude,
the fucking drill. You don't even need us to talk about how amazing it is because we fucking love HelloFresh.
But we're gonna.
Well, yeah, we're gonna talk about it because we love them so much and they pay us.
Dude, I'm a fucking busy bee, dude. I like my shit coming pre-portioned right to my door, whip it up real quick, get back to making money, dog.
Making money and making love,
yeah,
in
dude.
A hurry. So HelloFresh, super easy, one page ingredients. Like you get to see the recipe, you get it all shipped to your door. It's fresh,
yeah.
And it says hello, and it's great.
It's also 72% cheaper than going to the restaurant.
You don't even have to leave the fucking house.
Yeah, dude. So like, you save time, save money, better food, better quality ingredients.
Literally, whatever you want. If you're trying to impress that girl, that man, whoever, you're just trying to impress someone, maybe yourself, maybe you just want to take a photo for your Instagram story,
yeah,
you're gonna look like Gordon Ramsay in the fucking kitchen and everyone's gonna be wet at the knees.
I use it. I love it. How do we get it?
We love it. Go to HelloFresh.com/tapin16 and use code TAPIN16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Go to HelloFresh.com/tapin16 and use code TAPIN for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
America's number one meal kit. Dude, let's 16 go. Free meals, 3 free gifts. That's
hurry
insane.
Up. Let's fucking go. Go buy it. You know the drill. We love it.
Dude, that guy is, he's like 60. I don't know how old he is. He's jacked, though.
Yeah, no, he's fucking huge. Yeah, and his hair's like thinning. I feel bad, but his videos are
honestly
interesting.
Yeah, bangs are pretty. Some of the flavors are good. Some of them you're like, no, pina colada with carbonation is a little much, but some of them are
they do
fine.
Well.
They do well.
They do well. Because mm-hmm. they're still doing, like, some of the models are shuffle. Have you seen the shuffles as well? Have
shuffles?
You
what's that?
Like the dance?
Mm-mm.
That was like from 2013. You know when LMFAO was at
that peak? Yeah, I know. Shuffling.
Yeah, yeah. They have like some of the influences like still shuffling, which I think is bizarre. I guess it works for them.
I just love that if you do a brand deal for Bang, they make you tag the CEO in the caption. They do 100%. Every Bang deal ever.
It's
look
incredible.
At it. It's
yeah.
like spaced down like 3 lines, and it's like follow the Bang CEO. I was like, dude, this is.
Yeah, how are they even making money on those? Because, like, do they sell it online? I don't think so.
Bang?
Yeah.
I think they must, but probably the case or something.
Right.
But
dude, they're
is,
everywhere,
people drink
dude.
Them. People
yeah.
be drinking them. Because
yeah.
when I put out this video, that was, like, one of the most – that video had, like, 13,000 comments on Instagram. And people just tagging their friends, being like, you drink these. And, like,
damn.
You know, like, L.A. is more, like, on their, like, iced coffee type shit. But
yeah.
a lot of other places just
oh, yeah.
in the world.
Alabama.
Like,
I think it's taken a real dent to Monster Energy's, like, that demographic.
Well, dude, it's 300 milligrams of caffeine. You're like, if I'm going to drink a drink, give me the fucking full capacity.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of, like, that's waiters true. And waitresses just crushing one of those before a shift at, like, 4
yeah,
p.m.
Yeah, a lot
it's
of people.
Like, but it just gives you that energy to deal with, like, dumb people who are at your restaurant. You
yeah,
know?
Coming down off amphetamines and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, dude, I mean, it's, you know, you take a couple sips and you're feeling good and you're ready to just yell at some customers.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So. Yeah, man.
So you have a podcast as well called Stiff Socks?
I do have a podcast called Stiff Socks. Yeah, man. We'd love
what,
to have you on, man.
What that'd be great. Yeah, yeah. I'd love to. But what influenced the name?
We were just, me and my friend were just fucking riffing. Like, there was no rhyme or reason. Like, we were literally just like we
this
were just
was not about jerking off in the socks?
Yeah. It's not about coming.
No, it literally, like, it ended up being more of a sexual podcast, which
right.
naturally, but that was just our, like, you know, personalities, I guess. But the
right.
name, in the beginning of the podcast, we didn't even do sexual stuff. Like, we just, like, would, like, talk about, like, just random shit. And then
right.
the name was, like, separate. And then one day we're just like, I don't, like, it just, like, clicked. It just sounded cool, I think.
Yeah, because I saw you had, what's that? Is that name Mia? The
Mia
star?
Malco, yeah.
That was crazy.
It was nuts. I didn't even know she was as big as she was. Like, I had friends who I haven't talked to in, like, 8 years. Like, people I went to, like, middle school with.
Yeah.
DM me and be like, what did she smell like? I haven't talked to you in 8 years.
What?
Vanilla. But I didn't know.
People, I had never heard of her before.
People
but
were
I've
like,
seen her
that
on
was,
their podcast.
Like, a lot of my friends were like, that was, like, when I was growing up. That was my girl.
Growing, really? She's been around for that long?
No, not like grown up, but like, you know, maybe like in the, you know, last like 5 years or something. But
really? Because I've never seen any of her work.
She's massive. She's everywhere. But that, I've had a few cool things in my career, I think. But that was one where like people like actually gave a shit, where people like DM me and they're like, yo.
Really?
Yo, what was that like? And you're like, I don't.
Damn.
It was cool.
I kind of had a little bit of that when we had Riley Reid on. And everyone, like, I had like friends like, oh my God, like, you know, did she fuck you? I was like, no, she's got a husband. Like,
right. Well, it's also fun. Yeah, it's like, it's hilarious. You're like, this is a business.
Yeah.
This is a podcast.
Yeah. Like, I'm not like jerking off and like giggling out of the table. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, bro. Because I saw that. So you had, are you doing more porn stars on your,
no, it kind of just panned out. She was a fan of the show and reached out. And then we were just like, dude, this would be a cool, like, it's just two guys who talk about sex a lot. So it's like, we might as well have a girl on here to fact check us a little bit.
Yeah, because I started talking about like 8 inches and shit. I'm like, yo, like.
Yeah. We've had a few porn stars on, honestly. We've had her, Kendra Sunderland, Emily Willis was like last week. But
wow. What's Emily like? She's cool.
Very cool. Damn. I mean, the thing is like, you see porn and it's like, it's the same thing as like, you see, like, if you see my videos, you think I just yell at every word that I say, but it's like, you know, it's just very calm, dude.
Do you ever have any audio porn stars on?
Great transition.
Audio porn star? Were they just?
Because this episode is brought to you by Dipsy.
What is Dipsy?
Audio porn.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They get second ad for free.
Phone app? Phone sex?
Yeah, they like tell like erotic stories.
Yeah, like erotic stories and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that was good. That
Dipsy.
Was
awesome. Yeah.
We just filmed that before this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm hard, but anyways. think,
where did you guys meet? Was it just in stand up and shit?
Stan, I feel like I had known him, Trevor, forever.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember seeing it like a Bringer show like years before you popped off, and I remember thinking, I'm like, man, that's the whitest guy.
Oh yeah, Trevor ever. Wallace. Yeah. And that's coming from a Canadian, so you know, that means a lot. But yeah, I think just through comedy, and then I don't know, we've done shows together. Like you did Canada shows with me. You also did
New York,
but there was also one place right before that.
Connecticut.
Yeah. How long have you been with your girlfriend?
Like 2.5 years.
Wow,
man,
that's wild.
That's got to be nice having a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's gonna be solid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to worry about like getting off a stage and like immediately checking my DMs and be like, who wants to fuck? It was like there was points where like when I was doing shows like on the road, I would literally get off and like open my DMs and be like, where's the horse? Like, please somebody DM me.
Really?
Yeah, dude. And like, but like some cities you get no bites, and then some city you get a couple DMs and you're like, you feel like you're on top of the world, and then you bang a girl in the fucking Sheridan Inn, and then it's like 4 a.m. and you just like kind of just smell like beef jerky and you're like, I need to get my life together. But I wouldn't trade those moments for the world. I had a threesome on the road one time.
Wow.
And so like those moments I was like, fuck yeah, rock star comedy life. But then after a while you're like, all right, this is,
you need to find,
settle down. Yeah, and I've known my current girlfriend for a couple of years before that too. So we hooked up off and on, and we kind of just made it like official.
Is she funny as well?
She's got a good personality, yeah.
What does she do?
She's in finance, which is
that's great.
That's a curveball.
Yeah,
but it's great though.
Yeah, she like has a good job. She's got a good personality, and that's why that's what, you know. I don't know. I just was like,
could she's birth dope.
Children. You could like be a
solid
human. You're good. Yeah, yeah. You're a good mom.
You're
a
person,
which is not a compliment. Woman, maybe, I don't know. Well, I think, I was like, you could be a mom.
I think in LA, like, that's a huge compliment. Anywhere else in the world, it's probably like, yeah.
They're like, yeah, that's very normal. Like, what do you mean? Like, of course I could be a mom, yeah. So, yeah.
I could have children, thank you. Yeah,
yeah, I don't really think about it.
I was going to say, because, like, in L.A., it's a little bit, like...
Yeah, so you had a girlfriend from the show?
Yeah, yeah.
And then after you guys broke up, were you just on a fuck fest?
No, it was pretty nuts. It was, like, actually crazy.
Wow.
Because it was weird, because, like, all these people suddenly, like, want to hang out, and then you're in LA and like hanging
out.
Your
DMs just must have been popping.
It was crazy. There was,
wow.
I think the coolest person that DM me was it. I think her name is it Kristen Bell? No, the one that's dating like
Kristen
Dax.
Bell. Yeah,
she's married to this guy called Dax.
Yeah,
Dax Shepard.
Yeah, she messaged me asking me what shit your Dax means, and that was like the coolest moment, because in Australia that means like shit your pants, because Dax is And because she was like very confused and like angry.
Wow.
But that was the coolest person ever DM me. She didn't DM me for.
I thought that's where we were going.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, are we about to get some more press right now?
Where go?
No. Like
Khloe
that,
Kardashian.
Wait, what's going on with that? Did you fuck her?
No.
Come on.
They were in a relationship. He was he's dating her and Charlie Jordan at the same time, dude. It's crazy, bro.
Good for you, man.
It's nuts.
I'm living it up. Man, I wish. Yeah, I'm in a
so humble.
I'm seeing someone at the moment, so things would be. But for that period, it was pretty wild because like
every night, daytime, afternoon.
Yeah, like it was
Sundays at 3 p.m.
Actually, no, I had the weirdest experience when in the middle of like my slut stage. Like, so I had this girl. I met her at a party, and she's actually really sweet, like sweet girl. Met her at the party. The next day, I was like violently hungover, and I was like, "Hey, like, do you want to just like come take care of me? Like, I'm fucking dying over here."
Mm-hmm.
She comes over. We put on the B movie, which is standard procedure.
The B movie?
Standard procedure. You have to watch a B movie if you're about to fuck. Like, it's, I don't know, it brings something out of me.
Someone tagged Jerry Seinfeld.
No, yeah. They did a study. Apparently, it makes people horny.
The B movie? Maybe it's because bees, when they sting somebody, they know they're going to die. So it's like romantic. They're like,
stick it in. Like, oh, yeah, fuck, yeah, I might die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You might risk it all. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But so we got in the business. We got it done. I was like, oh, do you want some water? Of course.
This is after?
Yeah.
No. We were speeding through this. We went B movie to post sex.
Yeah, we're not like halfway through sex. Like, hey, yeah. You need some water? Like, what's going on? Trying to waterboard it. No, we finished fucking. We went and had, I was like, do you want some water? She's like, yeah, of course. I go get water. I come back and she's fully dressed. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? Like, you don't want to like hang out? And like,
oh, it's a man with feeling.
Yeah. I was like, do you want to just like.
Every guy would be like, yeah, hell yeah.
No, I was
fuck
like,
yeah.
I was like, well, because I was like,
do you want your water to go?
No, I was disappointed in my actions. Because I was like, oh, do you want to go again? Like, what's
going on?
Did you
like come super quick or something?
Of course.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. B-movie got me. Yeah. Fired me up. And then I was like, oh, do you like want to go again or do you want to hang out? And she's like, oh, no, I got what I wanted. And that was like, oh, wow. Like, I really just got like used because like,
yeah,
the show was popping at that time.
Yeah.
And now no one does that. I'm like, I'm washed up.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a crazy curve, huh?
She fucked a reality star. I was like, I got it.
Yeah.
I can check that off my to-do list.
I did this.
I can go to my vision board and be like, I did it.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Reality star. Yeah. It was a weird one.
What was the Khloe Kardashian stuff? Or was that just all like rumors?
No, they were dating.
What's happening?
Harry just won't admit it on the podcast, and it's so frustrating.
No, there's nothing's happening.
There's nothing there. I'm just
it
fucking
sounds like,
around.
Okay,
didn't know. I auditioned to go.
Yes,
on, yeah,
you auditioned for what,
dude? I auditioned. This is crazy. I auditioned to go on a date with Kourtney Kardashian like 5 years ago.
What do you mean audition?
Somebody hit me up and they were like, oh, "Hey, can you send me like your headshot?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what's it for?" She's like, "Oh, it's to go on a date with Kourtney Kardashian. Like, you fly to New York." Yeah, I think it was like for like some spinoff show they did. And I don't know if it would have been more than just the date or like, but like I had a phone call with like a casting person. Really? And all that. And yeah, one of my friends also auditioned for it.
I might start doing that if I'm going to take girls on dates. Like, oh, sorry, you have to audition.
Yeah.
Make sure you're like worthy.
It's pretty nuts.
So what happened?
Like, I got pretty excited. I was like, am I about to fly to New York and go on a date with Kourtney?
What were you even doing?
No, it was odd. It was just like, I think I just had a phone call with somebody.
Who won? Who booked the role?
I have no idea. Well, I guess Travis Barker. No, there's Kourtney Kardashian. Harry's been banging Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe. There we go.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I had no idea that they did that kind of stuff. So, yeah, dude.
Honestly, L.A., baby.
It's fucking bizarre.
What's your most, like, L.A. moment? Do you have one where you're like, what in the fuck even is this?
Oh, that's a great question. No one's asked me that.
I don't know. I mean, it's a kind of a cringy question to ask you. This is so LA. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Like, you haven't had a moment like that?
Definitely have. I'm trying to think of it.
Yeah, because I feel like there's just a lot of weird shit if you start talking about it. Like, if I said some shit right now, you'd probably be like, oh, okay, whatever.
What about you joined the Illuminati?
Oh, I've been trying to do that. I've been trying to join them.
What? What do you mean you've been trying to join?
We've been manifesting it.
what? You just go to like just Connecticut and be like, I'm in the Illuminati. And like, all right. How do you join?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out. All these people are talking about it.
Everyone's in Scientology out here.
Is that the, is that what it's disguised as?
Hey, I don't want to get involved with the dark arts. I don't know. I don't know what any of this is. I'm Jewish. I don't know much in life. I don't know how anything works.
All right,
I don't know what Scientology. There's so many Scientology buildings in only.
They're terrifying.
East Hollywood, like Silver Lake area. They're all
like,
over.
What are you guys doing? Like, what is happening out there? I just want to go in and see.
But that's
I'm a big fan. I've been a bunch of times.
Yeah. You have a bit on Scientology, don't you?
Yeah, they got mad at me.
Oh, they did? They heard it?
Oh, yeah.
That's how you know it's successful.
What happened?
Yeah, they heard it. Me and Ari, many years ago, before we were proud business owners, we used to go there all the time. And just hang out.
You can do that?
Yeah.
You're like, you have a meeting, and you're like,
No.
Just loitering.
What? We went there, and we would just kind of wreak havoc a little bit.
What are you? Being like so vague with this. What? How do you get inside?
Yeah, he's talking like he knows all the secrets, but he's like trying to make it fun.
Yeah, me and Ari just went there a handful of times and just goofed off, and then I talked about it on stage, and then it went viral on YouTube. Got like, and they saw it.
But all right, young Trevor Wallace, where can everyone find you?
Find me at Trevor Wallace on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I'm on tour right now. I got a big U.S. tour. If you go to trevorwallacecomedy.com. We're doing all the big cities, Boston,
where's
New
next?
York, Los Angeles. I'm going to Washington, D.C. tomorrow, Pittsburgh, Ohio, St. Louis.
Sick. You're actually going everywhere.
Yeah, literally.
Theaters?
Theaters, yeah. Doing some cool shows, man. So we're doing some.
Jesus, what's that schedule? Is it like once every week?
It's weekends. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. So I'm usually back in town like Monday, Tuesday just to like do podcasts and like shoot sketches and.
Damn, bro, you're working like crazy.
Yeah, but you know, I'm fucking might as well, you know. It's not what I've always wanted to do, so yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, dude, we love to have you on our podcast too.
Yeah, I would, and I promise I'm gonna have a lot more energy.
No, dude, I thought you were great.
No, I had the weirdest dream I've ever had in my entire life. Little pussies, if you didn't enjoy.
Is that your guys' fans' name?
Nah, we call them like little food names, but
mix it up. Yeah, but you're here, so it's like extra alpha energy. Yeah.
I was like, damn, the fucking little pussies.
Yeah,
we're trying to sound cool.
You're bringing it out of
it
us.
It did sound cool, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, look, little butterscotch brownies. If you did enjoy today's episode, like, comment, subscribe. You know the drill. Love you loads.